Travis returns. He's going to start at second base, hit ninth tonight, which means Darwin Barney will be available to the Blue Jays off the bench and available to us. Darwin, welcome to Primetime Sports. Good to have you with us. Was last night, did that one sting a little more than some of the other defeats this season?
I mean, they all hurt this time of year.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, our bullpen has really carried us this little run we've been on the last few weeks, you know, and we've been using them a lot. So, you know, it'd be nice to give them a few more runs and not put so much pressure on them one of these days. But, you know, for the most part, they've been really good. But, yeah, they all hurt this time of year.
So, Darwin, take us inside the clubhouse if you can. We hear all the time that baseball's a marathon, not a sprint. When you go in after a game like that, after a loss like that, what's the mood? Who talk? Are guys talkative? Do you just turn up the music and say, let's go get them tomorrow? What's the mood generally after a game like that?
Generally, when you lose, there's no music. I think, you know, I think we took last night's loss just like any other loss this year.
Right.
You know, we know we still have business to take care of. You know, we're not going to sit there and linger on it. We did enough in that ball game to win that game, and things just didn't go our way in the end. But, you know, there's another game today. The beauty of baseball, you know, at least for a few more days. So, you know, take care of business out of these next few days, and we'll give ourselves a chance to be where we want to be.
Darwin Barney joins us. Darwin, what's your approach now going to be with Goins in the you know, in the mix, and Travis in the mix? And you never know from an injury standpoint, from a matchup standpoint. How do you keep yourself ready, knowing what the situation is going to be not only tonight but the next 3 days at Fenway Park?
You know, just stick with the routine. And the routine is, on the days I play, I kind of have my game day routine, and the days I don't, you know, it's also the same. So, you know, you come to the park, you find out, you know, which guys are banged up a little bit, who you might be in there for, and then on those days you're not in there, you know, I try to get my work in and get my reps, and then just try and relax, watch the game, and see where I might fit in. You know, that's basically the main thing about being, you know, being a bench player and playing off the bench is you want to get a feel for the game so that when you go in there, you kind of feel like you've been a part of it already and not just jumping into a situation cold.
Last of all, you were one of those players stuck in the unenviable situation of not being eligible for postseason play. What was that like?
You know, I think first and foremost, it was a blessing coming over here. I think you know, unfortunately, Tulo got hurt, but, you know, when I came over here, it was an opportunity to be with a new group of guys, to be with some guys that I'd known before, and kind of feed off their energy, and ultimately, that was the reason I chose to come back. You know, I enjoyed the energy, I enjoyed what we were playing for here, and I wanted to be a part of it again.
Darwin Barney joins us, the Blue Jays infielder, Toronto and Baltimore tonight, coming up at 7 o'clock on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Darwin, the starting pitching has been so good now for the past couple of weeks. What kind of lift has it given to this ball club? And can you pinpoint why offensively it's just been so erratic during that same time period?
I mean, absolutely, our starting pitching has carried us all year. I think you know, that's been one of the things that takes pressure off of our offense. I think for a little while there, we were kind of one-dimensional offensively. You know, we were kind of hanging our hats on the long ball, trying to, you know, play for a home run. And, you know, these past couple weeks, the starting pitching has been pretty good. They give us an opportunity to play a little bit of small ball. You know, when they're pitching well, you know, we know we can work for a few runs here and there and put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. So, you know, I think that's kind of the key to this team, is to be multidimensional on offense. Obviously, we're going to hit our home runs, and we have a lot of pop in this lineup. But if we can, you know, use guys like Zeke and Pilar and Travis and myself that can move runners, get the bunts down and stuff like that, it kind of adds another wrinkle to our offense that will make us tougher.
Darwin, we saw Josh Donaldson kind of favor his hip last night and stretch it out a little bit. When he wasn't able to go on the West Coast and was just DHing, you were the guy who filled in at third base. Do you take extra ground balls at third base in a scenario like this, especially on nights you're not starting? And are you kind of changing up your routine at all from a defensive standpoint, knowing that perhaps you may not be in the middle of the infield but over there at third?
You know, the days I don't play, my routine is the same. you know, I'll take ground balls third and move to short, and then I'll move to second. You know, I work my way all the way around the infield. I think it's important to be ready to go anywhere. You know, especially on this team with guys that can be banged up and are playing through, you know, through things. You know, we're not the youngest team out there. So for me, I want to be ready at all positions. On those days that I'm playing, obviously, I'm going to focus on one position. But for the most part, you know, whether JD's, you know, feeling it or Devin, I'm still going to stick to my same routine because as the game moves on, anything can happen. So that's kind of, you know, we're routine-oriented people in this game. And as you guys know, I'm sure you're the same way with your business. So that's kind of how I stay with it.
At this point in your career, do you embrace the idea of being moving around place to place, that you might play somewhere tonight and then somewhere different tomorrow? Or do you kind of long for the opportunity, gee, it'd be nice to have one spot?
You know, I enjoy playing for this team. I enjoy the opportunity to play on a winning team. I would much rather have the year I've had this year, move around and be on a winning team than say, you know, play most every day in one position on a team that's not as good. It's just fun to be a part of this. And I think, you know, as the year went on, I went about a month and a half and I played short every day. So I have those opportunities to play positions every day and show that I can do that. You know, but I also accept my role and knowing that, you know, you need good players top to bottom, you know, to win something in this game. And so having versatility and having depth is good. And I think that's something that we have.
Darwin, listen, you're part of that. You're part of the depth. And we appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way and stay healthy, man.
Yeah, guys. Good talking to you. Thanks for having me.